There's no significant penalties for fraudsters, and we see every week cases thrown out. But unfortunately, those cases are costing 50, 60,000 and nobody responsible for it, only the insurance company or the state. Establish a judicial council to compile guidelines for general damages relating to personal injury. That's something that should be done straight away. I think establish a publicly funded anti-fraud unit in Angouda Síochána. Set up a business insurance premium index that will track prices over time and see exactly what's happening, because there's no proof out here. We can't see. We're not getting the figures. We don't know what's going on out there. There's another con job, Minister, and it's something that we should be able to deal with, because we know what's happening. We know it's definitely happening on the ground, where returning immigrants coming back. I had a case in my office last week. Somebody had an Oaklands bonus in this country with a full licence for 13 years. They went to England for 6 years, had an Oaklands bonus in England for 6 years. Now they come back here and start at the very top of the scale again, $4,500 for insurance. That's going on, Minister. It's happening every day, affecting a lot of people. And we want people back here. We need people back here to create jobs and employment. And these people are being hit like that all the time. The Personal Injuries Assessment Board is a board that was set up in 2008 by Fianna Fáil, and I've no doubt it did make a lot of difference at the time. Insurance costs did come down as a result of the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, but over time that seems to have worn out, and I think probably the legal profession, I'd say, probably didn't encourage it at the time. Insurance cases up to 80% were being dealt with within the board. Now that's fallen back, I understand, to about 30%. We need to give them more teeth, give them more power and more resources to try and deal with these insurance cases. Yes.